Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
For a long time now, I've been debating which month of the year is my favorite. I like December because it brings Christmas. Add to that the following week, which includes New Year's Day and plenty of football. And if we're lucky, some good snow for skiing in the mountains, kind of like icing on the cake. But for now, I've decided I love July because of its long daylight hours and generally warmer temperatures. I grew up with a baseball in hand every July. In July, baseball fans can watch the Boys of Summer capped by the MLB All-Star Game. This year, the National League once again won the All-Star Game, and with 4 Giants starters, how exciting can it get? Locally in July, the Humboldt Crabs are playing and Little League All-Stars are going full bore. I wish the district champions McKinleyville Little League well as they play on. Of course, July has the 4th of July. True, August has a 4th, as does every month, but I still believe the birth of our nation stands for something good. It is up to us to live up to the lofty principles put forth in the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. July is a good month to give thanks for being an American. Clearly, we enjoy many rights that can often be taken for granted, especially when we contrast our republic to the people struggling around the world to fight tyranny and achieve some say in who governs them. For tennis aficionados, July offers the center court of all center courts, Wimbledon. Just when you thought that Swiss guy was all washed up, i.e. stuck permanently, at number 3, Roger Federer wins again. Let's hear it for the old guy. After all, he's all of 30 years old. True, July here in coastal Humboldt can be pretty foggy, but we could also be thankful because it's not 110 degrees Fahrenheit, and so far, no fires raising homes and forests. I love July because it's the lazy days of summer. My Julys are remembered for many barbecues, leisurely walks after dinner, and times with friends at dusk and beyond. July is a month when the local waters are warming. It's a good time to go swim in a lake. Forget the ocean unless you have a wetsuit. July is a good month to put a boat in one of the lakes and linger in the warmer air and water. July is a good time to run a river in a kayak or raft. July is a good month to backpack in the Trinity Alps or climb a mountain. Days are long, and if you take a bit longer than expected to reach your summit or destination, well, July is forgiving. I love July for the fresh fruits and vegetables in July. The apricots are ripe, the peaches too. The grapes are from California instead of Chile. The local produce at the farmer's market is especially fresh in Humboldt, and I'm hoping to get some squash and lettuce out of my own little garden. In sum, July is my favorite month, and come to think of it, August and September aren't too bad either. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.